To begin, drag the pole corner frequencies and gain of cap G of S to stabilize the closed loop system, leading to zero corner frequency undisturbed for simplicity. With the reference input 0, sketch a disturbance input that is a sine wave with amplitude 1/2 and period about 12 seconds, that is, frequency roughly 1/2 radian per second. This would correspond to an automobile going uphill and then downhill. By dragging the plant corner frequencies, you can easily decrease the effect of this disturbance on the output signal. But then, if you turn on the sensor noise, it is likely to have a large effect on the output because you have been focusing on the low frequency behavior of cap S of S and have increased the bandwidth of cap T of S. Try dragging the corner frequencies to achieve a reasonable compromise. Finally, sketch a unit step reference input. It is likely that the response will be unsatisfactory, large overshoot, or perhaps very sluggish, because you haven't been focusing on the plant behavior at frequencies near the gain and phase crossover frequencies. Next, return to zero disturbance input and zero sensor noise. Try to obtain a rapid response to a step reference with modest overshoot, suitable for a cruise control. Then explore the effects of a disturbance input and sensor noise. There is no single answer to this simple but general design situation. And if you explore the effect of dragging the zero corner frequency, the outcome is likely to be an increased respect for control system designers. Another outcome, we hope, will be an interest in the further exploration of sensitivity and complementary sensitivity functions, and gain in phase margins as tools in the design process.